The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Every Tuesday, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, we like to recognize a great kid. Kid's doing something exceptional and make him this week's Kid of the Week. Dave, this is usually a time when we reflect on our own kids and what incredible disappointments they are. Even though, you know, like, I love my kids, you love your kids.
Of course.
But none of them ever won Kid of the Week.
No, no, and yeah. I don't think they're going to.
No, not at this point. They'd have to be adults of the week, no.
Yes.
So I want you to meet Ty Jones. Ty Jones is quite an athlete. He is a goalie. For what team, Ty?
The Ice Dogs at the Glacier down Vernon Hills.
And how'd you start playing goalie? Is it just something you always wanted to do?
When I went to my first Blackhawks game, I just couldn't stop watching the goalies because how, like, the pads looked, I think they just looked really cool.
And did your friends like throwing stuff at you? Did that kind of make you want to be a goalie?
No. I always thought I was going to be a player just from learning how to skate and just
okay. How to be a player. You are a player, man. Nobody's more important on the ice than a goalie. You are at what level of hockey? Where are you playing now?
Now, I'm playing with the Ice Dogs, and I'm Bantam, and I play Central States.
You want to keep doing this, I assume?
Yeah.
And maybe eventually replace Corey Crawford?
No, I'm not the biggest Blackhawks fan.
What?
What?
What? Do you understand you're on the Blackhawks flagship? Oh, my God. No, who's your team then?
Colorado Avalanche.
Why? Well, why is that?
I don't know. I've just always liked them. I don't know why, but...
Is Patrick Waugh still a coach?
No.
Of the F's? He's
no.
out? Okay.
Yeah,
no. Well, all right. Then I'll give you a break. He's an unpleasant fella. But that's interesting. So you're an Avs fan?
Yeah.
Okay. When you say you're not the biggest Blackhawks fan, you like them a little bit, don't you?
Kind of.
Wow. We have got to convert this young man.
Well, you did say that you got interested in playing goaltender because you were at a Blackhawks game, right?
Yeah, but that was when Roberto Luongo was on the Canucks.
And you were watching Luongo?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, you know what?
There's some mixed
there's
signals
some real
here.
Splaining it has to go on here.
Yeah.
Ty's playing on all levels, single A, double A, triple A, and, of course, playing goalie comes with some extra challenges. And in your case, my friend, you have one functional eye. All right. How do you play goalie with one good eye?
You just have to rotate your head a lot so you can always keep...
Completely around, like a scene from The Exorcist, a movie you won't remember?
No.
So you have to have your head on a swivel, literally, so you can go back and forth and make sure
yeah.
you're seeing everything?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Now, have you ever had a sight out of the other eye? Your bad eye or whatever the right word would be here?
No.
Okay, so you were born with this condition?
Oh, no. Oh, so when I was young, I was learning how to walk.
Okay.
I like, tripped over something, lost my balance, and then...
Poked yourself in the eye.
No, there's like this toy plane, a propeller was sticking up and went through my eye.
Wow, that's a really bad day. do you have any vision at all in that eye?
No.
Okay, so you only see out of that side since what age?
Two.
So the body's miraculously able to adapt. So as you've grown up, this is all you've ever known.
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right. So, you know, they always talk about a goalie's weak side. You know, his pad side's his weak side. His stick side's his weak side. Can't teams pick on you on that side?
Yeah, they like going blocker a lot.
Yeah, is that it's blocker side?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got to be pretty good.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't be modest now. I know you're pretty good. I've seen the reports.
Yeah, you're the kid of the week. Come on.
Yeah, just kid of the week. But I hear you're a really good goalie. Do you practice a lot?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got a big smile on your face, so I know you're being modest. But that's okay. That's a good trait to have. Again, started playing hockey at the age of 7. You're 13 now. What do you want to be when you grow up if you're not playing goalie for the Avs?
Maybe like a zoologist.
Well, that's a lot like playing goalie. I mean, a lot of animals in your neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? You're a critter guy? You got dogs, cats, pets?
I have 2 dogs and 1 snake.
Dude, I thought we were going to be pals. You rock in here with your Avs thing, and now you're a snake guy. Unbelievable. Your mom must be pretty fabulous if she lets you have a snake in the house. Yeah, the answer is yes. What about the dogs? What kind of dogs?
A black lab, and then we don't know what the other dog is.
Oh, a mutt. Mutts are the best.
Do the dog and the snake, or the dogs and the snake get along okay, or did they ever interact?
Yeah, because when we have, like, the snake out, like, the dogs sniff it.
kid. That's
and just lets the snake just hang out? Just
yeah.
What kind of snake is it?
A corn snake.
Aren't corn snakes venomous?
No.
They're not?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No. I'm fairly sure.
That's what I told my mom.
We were talking off the air, and you got an older sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said it's a little annoying, but the rest of the time she's pretty great? Come on, admit it. She's pretty great.
Fine.
What's her name?
Cameron.
And did we talk about anything that we met? Oh, I was going to ask if you wanted to say hi to any of your friends or suck up to any teachers or anything at school.
No, because they don't carry me on Fortnite. I carry them.
Wow. Fortnite, for you don't know, Dave, you may not know Fortnite. Fortnite is the hottest video game on the planet, especially for dudes.
I've heard that. What Ty, do you play any other sports other than hockey?
I used to play soccer in sixth grade, but then I didn't really like it, so I stopped.
Not as much action as hockey?
No, it's pretty boring.
Well, you're pretty impressive, pal, even though you're incredibly misguided on your favorite hockey team. We can see if we can straighten that out. Mom, lean into that microphone for a second. I want to say hi to your mom here. All right, so, Mom, this is a pretty special guy here.
He's pretty special.
And obviously getting it done, playing goalie with one good eye, one functional eye. That's rather remarkable. But you're an athlete yourself. You're a teacher.
Yeah.
So your kids, you're a PE teacher.
Yes, I am.
So your kids were into sports, I guess, from the earliest they could probably walk and talk, huh?
Yeah, Ty really wasn't interested in sports until he was about 6 or 7. Our daughter, she tried. She's a runner, and she's a dancer. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where do you teach?
Grays Lake Central. Go Rams.
Yeah. And good for Grays Lake. What district is that?
127.
Yeah, good for 127, because the other thing we're talking about off the air is so many schools now don't even insist on PE, mm-hmm. and good for Grays Lake for making a part of it.
Absolutely.
Kids got to get some exercise.
They do.
Got to get outside. Otherwise, you know what, dude? Otherwise, you turn into a talk show host, and nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, maybe when you go outside in the 7 o'clock hour to do the show, maybe you could get some PE instruction.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, we can do some yoga right out here.
Yoga would be all right. How about some old school dodgeball?
We do that. Absolutely.
You still do dodgeball?
I thought dodgeball wasn't allowed anymore.
It's allowed. We do it.
In my school, my gym teacher banned it because we kept asking to play dodgeball.
Right, because that's all you want to do is whip balls at your buddy.
Especially when it's co-ed.
Right?
Right. Yeah, the kids love it. We even do a tournament. So
is that right?
Yeah, they love it.
No special rules? Nobody has to be wrapped in Nerf?
No, we use soft, squishy balls, so we make it a little bit more, you know. We don't use the old playground balls.
Now, like, we used to throw rocks.
Yeah, we actually had dodge rocks. No, when we had the red sport balls.
Well, of course.
I mean, they would sting, but they weren't that bad.
No. I know, right?
Of course, I haven't been hit in the head by one in a few years.
No.
No headshots. No headshots allowed.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to meet you. Got a great kid here.
Thank you so much. Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Ty, your kid of the week, and that means you get... So you like pizza?
Yeah.
All right. It's his favorite. Are you kidding?
All right. Lou Malnati's pizza. You can eat that while you're playing Fortnite and kicking your friends' butts. And also Apt gift cards. You can go to Apt, get yourself some new headphones or whatever you want to pick up there.
Sweet. And guess who works at Apt?
Who's that?
His dad.
Come on.
Yeah.
What's dad's name?
Jay. Jay Jones over at Apt.
Jay Jones at Apt. Probably knows my pal Steve Shapiro then, huh?
I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, there are about 50,000 people that work there.
I know,
that's
right?
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, and I don't ever want to meet your snake. That's how we'll stay friends,
okay?
You
could have brought him in today.
You could have brought him
outside,
Steve. Oh, no.
Would have been good.
But Ty, keep it up, man.
Thanks for having me.
You're an impressive guy.